Senator Biden is the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and has been a frequent critic of how the Bush administration has handled the war in Iraq. Biden, who recently returned from his seventh trip to Iraq, says violence between Shiite and Sunni Muslims has surpassed the insurgency and foreign terrorists as the main security threat.
Sectarian militias are the main instrument of that violence. And instead of disarming, they're growing. And they're growing for a very basic, simple reason. Young men have no jobs, and the militias give them a steady pay and a nice gun to carry.
Earlier this year, Biden proposed a plan to divide Iraq into three regions, giving the Kurds, Shiites, and Sunnis their own territory. Under the proposal, the central government in Baghdad would be left in charge of common interests, such as border security and the distribution of oil revenue. The plan also calls for the phased redeployment of U.S. forces this year and withdrawing most of them from Iraq by the end of 2007. The White House has called Biden's proposal a plan for partition and has rejected it, saying it is an idea the Iraqi people do not support. Senator Biden says his plan would defuse the violence and maintain a unified and more peaceful Iraq by decentralizing it.
At best, the course we're on in Iraq has no happy end in sight. At worst, it leads to a terrible civil war that turns into a regional war and leaves a new haven for fundamentalist jihadists in the heart of the Middle East. This plan offers a way to bring our troops home, protect our security interests, and preserve Iraq as a unified country.
President Bush has pledged the United States will not abandon the Iraqi people, will continue to support the democratic government and train Iraqi forces who are gradually taking over security from U.S.-led coalition troops. Billions of dollars are being spent on reconstruction efforts, and U.S. advisors are helping the Iraqi government fight corruption and build a modern economy. Biden argues that if the government in Baghdad cannot bring security and properly govern the country, the Iraqi military may someday take over the nation.
But what's going to happen, folks? The most likely outcome, and this is going to get me in trouble, most likely outcome is when we do stand up, we're making progress in standing up their army. You're going to find, Joe, 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, the army's saying there is no civilian control. We must take over. And we'll have to plan it one strong man for another, hopefully one that is more benign.
Senator Biden proposes increasing reconstruction aid to Iraq to create a significant number of jobs and improve the living conditions of the Iraqi people. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.